fans deserve.
I'd consider myself a realist, all right? But in philosophical terms, I'm what's called a pessimist.
The show that the city needs.
This town deserves a better class of sports radio. And we're going to give it to them.
This is Talk Sports.
Leave one wolf alive, and the sheep are never safe.
Back in the booth, back on the airwaves, coming at you live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios, John Reed, Cody McClure, Cam Black, as we kick off this last Monday in November. It's been a while. Cody, how are you?
Doing great, John. Good to be here. Good to be anywhere. A fine Monday afternoon here in the great state of East Tennessee. Which really I consider to be its own state. It's good. It's good. Had a good, Thanksgiving. Did all that stuff. Traveled all day yesterday. That was horrific.
Oh, you traveled back Sunday?
Oh, yeah.
I think I would have bit the bullet and just came back on Saturday.
Probably should have.
The Wednesday was before Thanksgiving, the Sunday after Thanksgiving. You do not want to be on the road.
It was just thick the whole way. Real thick-like. Yeah. Just bumper to bumper, can't make any errors. It was like, you know, you just had to have your head on a swivel. You had to pay attention. It was like bump drafting it in the Talladega race or something.
How long did it take you to make it back from Arkansas?
One wrong move, everybody's dead.
How long did it take you?
Oh, it took, actually I did all right time-wise with stopping and everything, probably 9 hours. Oof. Not the worst. I've had it take longer. There was one time I came back. That's the thing about being that far away, like that drive. It's almost worth flying because when you come back on that drive, you're on the road for so long, there's bound to be an issue. And one time I came back and a trailer had overturned on the interstate sideways right in front of me, and that took 3 hours. So. Anyway, it was fine, though. You know, traffic. Everybody had to deal with it. I ran into a fan of the show at Bucky. Well, he knew who I was. I don't know if he was a fan.
He's a fan of the show. He texted me.
Oh.
To tell me he saw you.
Oh, wow. You got your number, huh?
People got my number. No. No.
Yep, saw him at Bucky's. That's a hell of a place.
I went to my first Bucky's recently, too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Every time I stop in there, it's...
How much money did you spend in Bucky's on snacks?
$37.
Knowing how many snacks you bring in here from Weigel's, I wonder what a Bucky's shopping trip. That's all I could think about when he texted me to tell me that he saw you. Is that?
Yeah. For a guy like me, Bucky's is a cool place. And you know where he saw me? I don't know if he told you saw me, but it was right in front of the brisket counter. So I got some of that brisket. Little overrated, by the way. The brisket, not the best. But the other stuff they have, though, that sausage.
Gas station.
I mean, it's more than a gas station, though, because it's like
it's a $10 sandwich is what made me mad about it. Because I probably got the brisket. Well, okay, maybe I got something different about it. Or maybe it was taxed too, but like I basically spent $10. Like, this better be a really good sandwich for them to be charging $10. And it was okay.
Yeah, it was fun. It's nothing special.
I'm not a huge brisket person anyways, so like, you know, I didn't know if maybe I was just judging it harshly.
That surprises me.
That I'm not a brisket guy?
Yeah, you look like brisket boy.
Nope, not a brisket boy.
I know you like your beef.
Yeah. No.
How do you not like brisket?
I just don't really like it. I mean, it's fine. I'll eat it, but like I never am thinking, I'm in the mood for brisket.
You ever had like a really, really good one? Smoked?
I mean, I feel like I've eaten my fair share. I don't know.
We need to go down to Texas.
Just for brisket?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm in.
We need to go to Texas and we can get brisket. But anyway, it was a fun experience at the Bucky's. I got some of the beaver nuggets.
You know, what are those?
Because that's what you're supposed to do.
Or beaver nuggets.
They're like these sweet, salty beaver nuts. They're not nuts, or they also don't have anything to do with beavers. But they're just a sweet and salty snack, which is, you know, right up my alley. So how was your holiday experience?
It was fun.
Nothing to report?
Nah, nothing to report. Didn't have to travel, really.
It's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's preferable.
Yeah, it was. Nothing to report. What about you, Cam? Did you have a good one? Did you make it back home, or where'd you go?
Ended up going basically across the whole state. Got the grandma in Middle Tennessee, so stopped by her on my way out to West Tennessee to see my other grandma.
Yum.
So, yeah, I had to make that drive. It was a good time, though. West Tennessee, I ended up seeing, like, went to some event with, like, 50 cousins or something, and I didn't know anybody in that room. I knew, like, three people. 50. There was a lot of people in there, and somehow they're all related to me in some way or another.
Any cute girl cousins?
Yeah, there's a couple, you know. Were you asking
like family lineage, like how far down?
I didn't know who anybody was related to at all. I was very confused.
Once you get the second cousin, you're in the clear.
Yeah, I didn't ask any questions. Found out one of my cousins is married to Saint Perot, Vince Saint Perot over here.
Saint Perot.
OSP.
Yeah.
OSP. Yeah, OSP as he's known
around
these parts.
For the Florida game.
Well, apparently he's my cousin by marriage.
Okay.
That's found cool. that out over the
he had to
did you have him working security?
He was there through our sponsor Gramco, and he's associated with them. I guess they give him I don't know what his relation there is, but he was there, and he actually left at like 2 o'clock or so because he had to get home for his kid's like second birthday party or something.
Yeah, met his wife and kid. Apparently they are related to me. Who knew? I did not until we were just kind of talking around the room, trying to figure out who everybody is, and she's like, "Yeah, I live in Knoxville." I was like, "Huh." What a coincidence. I do, too. And then name dropped. I was like, oh.
So he wasn't there?
He was not. He was, I think he had either an event this weekend or next weekend, something like that, USC-wise. Okay. So he was training somewhere. So
he was in a fight somewhere.
Seems like it'd be a tough time to be trying to make weight.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving like meal. Yeah. You can't get off your regiment. Just be like, good.
I had to bring a cooler back. My mother is a problem.
You realize that she got you overeating from an early age?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
All of your weight issues stem back to her.
I got so fat this week. I was fat anyway.
Yeah.
But sometimes if I fast a little bit, I take a little time off. But it was just meal after meal after. We ate all the Thanksgiving crap, which I'm tired of that stuff. If you eat too much of that, you become almost disgusted, I think, by the idea of that dressing. And
how long do you keep leftovers afterwards?
I'm a 3-day kind of guy. Like if it's not eaten within 3 days from when it's fresh, I'm done. I know they say people like meal prep now and stuff, and I see these people that meal prep and they have stuff ready to go like for 5 days later.
Yeah, they'll do the whole week. Yeah.
It just grosses me out. It's too long. 5 days is too long to me. But I don't know. Then I made a ziti because
Sunday
I wanted to make the.
What time did you make it home in time to make your Sunday meal?
No, I made this on Saturday.
Oh.
Just because I wanted to make it for my mom. I stopped in Nashville on the way in and stopped off at Coco's and got some cannolis.
Uh-huh. So you cooked for mama this time.
Yeah, because I wanted to do that for her. But by the time we had all these leftovers, like her fridge was packed. She sent me with a cooler back full of food.
And all the leftover stuff?
Yeah.
But
like of all like the turkey stuff?
Yeah,
like
Thanksgiving stuff? Turkey, dressing, and plus I got 6 pounds of ziti.
But you don't want it, though.
No, my whole plan was to start a new regiment today, change my life today, and now I'm going to have to wait till Tuesday to do that. So I've got today. I've got to just eat until I make myself sick.
I don't think you have to do that. You can
I
take
have
it.
To get rid of.
There are people that need food. You can just take some to the homeless people. You could do that. Drop a couple plates off. You don't have to eat it. It doesn't have to go to waste.
Take it over to the school for the blind.
You don't gorge yourself just because is all.
Did I tell you when I was in Nashville and I gave an Uber ride to that blind guy to the school for the blind and the parking lot was full?
How did he find your car?
How did he get to your car?
He had a stick. No, he had a stick.
How does he know it's you?
Well, because he was housed in a facility. Okay. He lived in a place.
So someone come out with him and be like, hey, are you Cody?
No, he came out by himself.
Did he ask if you're Cody?
Yeah. And he like put his stick up to my window.
I'm sure it has disclaimers that says he's blind and that you have to help him or when you picked him up or no?
No, he just, you could tell. He knew how to get out of his institution.
Signs.
But if I'm just driving and I see a blind guy walking up, I'd be like, what the hell's going on here?
He's not getting it.
I don't know if it gave you like a warning or a heads up.
I love driving blind people. You actually get more than you think. People with like.
You do that frequently?
Disabilities and things. Well, back when I used to give rides, the best thing is because you can run all the red lights, you know? When you drive a blind person. And that's my favorite part.
They don't dock you points for texting while driving.
No, you can drink and drive. No, you can't. You can't do that. But no, I did you hear what I said? I dropped him off at the school for the blind and the parking lot was full. Makes you wonder, huh?
Oh, was that the joke?
Yeah, that was the joke.
Oh, okay.
I had to repeat the joke.
So did you actually pick him up?
It's funny, but I thought the context was like the parking lot was full and he couldn't find your car because.
Is that not a funny premise, though, of like when you go to the school for the blind and the parking lot's full? It's like, oh, God, how do all these cars get here? You know?
I just, whenever I heard it, I thought of teachers or people driving like their kids to school. Like,
well, maybe I just thought it was a full Uber parking lot or something and he just couldn't find his car because it was too many cars there.
Maybe my delivery was off, but I think
there's a reason they sent your ass back home.
I think it's a funny premise, though.
There's a reason you had to come back to the radio.
Yeah, go back to the radio. Go back.
Yeah.
You'll never get out of these open micer.
Not with jokes like that.
That's a good joke. It's just not delivered properly. Is that your joke?
I can't see where you're coming from.
Is it a joke,
or is it just you? So did the story actually happen or not?
Yes, both.
Okay, so it's not a joke. It's just you telling a story.
No, it did actually happen. Okay. And the guy, it was funny too, because I picked up another blind guy this one time, and he was going to the airport, and I was just taking him. He was going to get on a plane and everything, and he was telling me how he used to be a cab driver in New York. That was it, because, you know, I was an Uber driver, and he's like, I used to be a cab driver. And I said something like, I didn't even mean to offend him.
Yeah, I can't see that.
Well, it was, no, I said something like, so I guess you haven't always been blind. And he got so mad at me.
Oh, he got mad that you asked that?
Yeah. And I was like, well, you said you were a cab driver. And I was like, and he got really mad at me on the way to the airport. And so I just, you know, left him in Hendersonville and said, have a nice flight. But
that one's a little bit better.
Okay, good. Yeah. I didn't mean to attack the blind to start the show today.
Yeah, well, if they attack you, they don't know where you are, so you're doing pretty all right.
Yours feels mean-spirited.
Yeah, I don't like how this has started.
Did you have a problem with a blind man?
I don't know any blind people.
Let's go to break. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. I don't know if we're starting with the story of the day, as in Monday, the story of the last 2 weeks. What is the biggest thing on your mind right now, Cody? What do you find to be the most intriguing or the most impactful?
Probably two orange teams playing in the Orange Bowl.
Is that what you want? Do you want Tennessee Clemson in the Orange Bowl?
Yeah, I mean, I think that would be a good enough game to draw everybody back in, you know. Like Silvio says in The Sopranos, he said, you know, what's he say? He said, first they think I'm out, or I think I'm out, and then they pull me back in. But he's talking about The Godfather. What are they saying, The Godfather? But anyway, I think that would get people excited about the – I don't know.
Why would you reference what Silvio said, not just what they said in The Godfather? Just when I'm out, they pull me back in. Why wouldn't you?
Because I like when Silvio does it. Oh, okay. They pulled me back in.
Okay.
Because
strange.
I don't know. Saturday felt like a little bit of a cleanser. I mean, I don't think I'll ever get over the South Carolina loss and what happened.
Here's what I will say about that.
But we got to put it behind us, and
Here's what I'll say about that. I do feel a little at peace from the South Carolina loss because I really think that we weren't getting in regardless. That's kind of how I feel now. Like, I feel like USC is primed to get in, and if they beat Utah, they're in, and I'm tired of relying on TCU to lose. So, like, I do think that, not to spin it, but, like, a little bit of my heart and soul was cleansed, if you will, just because, like, imagine how much of a nervous wreck you'd be this week if you're sitting at 5 and you're still looking at, like, at what are they going to do with Ohio State? And, I mean, surely to God, Tennessee would have been ahead of Ohio State after the way they got their ass beat. But, like, knowing that USC is right there to jump over you if they win, knowing that TCU against Kansas State, like, maybe Kansas State beats them, but, like, you would have been sweating that out. And I do find myself a little bit at peace knowing, like, at least we can avoid that.
Yeah. Well, that combined with a 56-0 win, combined with time going by and just things, it allows you to put it into perspective a little bit, and you get to sit back on the, okay, regular season's done. We won 10 games. You get to kind of look back at the season. And
did you feel a little bit better after watching South Carolina beat Clemson?
Yeah, that combined with it too. All those factors combined makes you feel a little bit better.
Like, okay, not that terrible of a team.
No, I mean, they've obviously put it together, although I don't think Clemson's very good. They're not as good as we are.
No, no. But, and
excuse me. Heart attack?
I think.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Call an ambulance.
But you talk about the Orange Bowl. Mm-hmm. DJ versus Joe. I don't know how much that will get the audience back in.
It ain't going to be a great quarterback game, but, you know.
It would be one where you just look and the conversation's like, man, these quarterbacks have all the physical tools, but both of them kind of stink.
Yeah, it was frustrating even watching the Vanderbilt game because, obviously, against that team, you could run on them at will. Like, our offensive line and running game took over, and
you had those
four big runs at what, like – yeah, 2 over 80 yards, and then you had whatever it was.
Yeah, I mean, you knew you weren't losing that game.
Yeah, so you didn't even really need Milton. But it was frustrating watching him overthrow.
He still stinks.
Yeah, he's
he still stinks.
Guy's got a big arm.
He's got too big of an arm. He didn't. I will say I saw a little bit of improvement, but like the intermediate passes were better than they were last year, I feel like. But the bombs, I mean, they're still – you're just spinning a wheel and playing Russian roulette.
Happy with the, you know, you see the spot duty and he gets those 1-2 bombs every other game and you're like, oh, he's got it again. It's like,
he shows up thinking it's World War II in Hiroshima every time he takes the field when really it's just a missile strike in Syria that we need.
Yeah. And I guess I'll go with that analogy. It's just. Even coming out, he threw the perfect strike to Hyatt. And you're like, oh, man, here we go.
Yeah,
and then
nice.
Just overthrow after that.
Still got that in him.
I don't know how you get that out of him.
I don't think you do.
You don't think?
And I wonder.
That can be improved.
So like, you talk about it being a palate cleanser and feeling good and all those things. Like I just don't. I don't know if that game on Saturday actually made me feel any better about next year. It made me feel worse about next year. Now, I will say a bowl game is maybe going to be a better litmus test because I feel like – is it litmus or litmus?
Litmus.
Yeah, with an M. I think
L-I-T-M-U-S.
Yeah, litmus test. It made it with a good it could be a better litmus test because it probably won't be raining.
Yeah, so I was going to give him a little bit of a pass because of the weather and would like to see one more game before I completely write him off as like, oh, he has not made any really improvements, but –
I,
still
for
wasn't,
one, will
still
definitely
ideal.
Be having a litmus.
Yeah. Yeah. At Christmas, it's lit. Cody likes to drink.
I see what you did there.
I like to drink.
Cody's a drinker. I've always said that. There's one thing I know about
him. You know, I don't have any thing lined up this week. This is going to be a dangerous week for me because I don't really have anything to do. No. Like until Christmas. I got to get some other kind of work lined up outside of here, you know. But
you call that guy about the voiceover work.
Yeah, I don't know how much money's involved in that. Probably not much.
Something to do, though.
Yeah.
I mean, they have
websites. I might just take to the drink.
You should, I wouldn't do that.
Just dive on in.
I mean, they have websites where you can do voiceover work all the time.
Mm-hmm. I got on one of those ones, like the
Fiverr. Yeah, you didn't get booked.
I didn't really put a lot of. I made a profile and then I never went
never
back to
through
it.
With it.
No,
shocking.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so unlike you.
Yeah, I know. Normally, I honor all commitments and strive forward. Yeah, the bowl game. So I'm glad to hear you with a little excitement about a bowl game because you'll want to actually see what the quarterback can do.
I wouldn't say excitement. I would say
don't have to call it excitement.
But. Yeah, I mean, there'll be intrigue. I'm going to watch it. I want to see. Well, I think it's important for the offseason because Tennessee's going to need good quarterback play. And you need more so than like good quarterback play, you probably just need consistent quarterback play. And like at the beginning of this whole like Hinton Hooker era, you were just looking for consistency. And he gave you some consistency. And like, hey, he can hit the open passer. And wow, he can get the screens out. And
he was great.
And just make the right read, make the right throw, make the right play in the time.
Yeah. I wouldn't say he was even great last year. He was just efficient last year. Mm-hmm. Like against our big opponents, he still didn't play great,
but he got a lot better.
Oh yeah, no, he did. So this year he was great. Last year I would say he wasn't even great. He was just hit the open receiver. And
does that give you some hope with Milton?
No, because he can't do that.
Can get better.
No, he's been here just as long as Hooker has. He should be able to do that now.
So do we turn to Nico?
I don't know. I don't know if we turn to Nico or to the transfer portal.
Tavian?
Like, I think you're going to have some smaller guys transfer around. Like, apparently Wake Forest is, like, prepared to lose Sam Hartman.
Mm. Oh, so you think maybe we bring in a guy?
Ooh, I don't know.
I would like Sam Hartman.
I don't know if he would or not. He's been linked early.
You don't
to,
feel
Florida,
good
way,
about
like,
next year with Big Joe?
No, I don't.
Hey, Joe. You don't feel good at all.
Do you?
I don't feel bad, necessarily.
So you don't feel good either?
Well, I don't feel like it's going to be a step down from Hooker.
It means if you're telling me you don't feel bad about it, that means you don't feel good, and that's okay if you don't feel if that's where you're at right now.
I don't feel good, but Hooker, he was special. The more you look at it, I mean, he seemed pretty special.
Well, okay, that should give me even more concern then, because that means we need a special quarterback. Because I've been thinking
if you're going to win a national title, like our
Hooker
standard
didn't win a national title.
Well, here's the thing: we are Mr. 10 wins now. So
that's good to get that monkey off the back.
Nice. It is nice.
Yeah, and so
finishing top five in the country.
I feel like if you ask everybody before the season, hey, you want 10 wins, you would lock it.
Oh yeah, no, everyone would. Now, you know, if you tell you, well, one of them's going to be the South Carolina, you might stop and say, oh.
Just the way it went down doesn't feel as good, but it's still an accomplishment. It's still a great season.
Playoff was right there for the making.
I've put it past me.
Although maybe not. Like I mean, TCU and USC.
Yeah, I think we still would get in.
I'll never get over it, but I've put it past me. You know. It's like when somebody
wrongs you.
Yeah, you have to move on.
Sure,
you can't hold on to it forever.
Yeah,
you have
past
to.
What? What are you talking about now?
South Carolina.
Oh, okay.
So I'm looking at the positives now. Sometimes you bring me down.
I don't want to bring you down
with your. I think if I had never met you, I think I would just be a blindly optimistic fan, and I could just go through everything with optimism.
Is that me?
But when no, it's not you being pessimistic, but when I talk through
you
things.
You were the one that didn't think we were going to win any of the games.
Yeah, well.
We were the ones on
didn't think we would beat Alabama, no, just because I'd never seen it. But it's something about, I feel like you get really down.
I'm not down. Nah, I just don't get.
When we don't
I just
live
don't
up
get
to,
unnecessarily up.
Mm-hmm. You think that's what it is? Because I feel like you got really up, and then you were very let down.
Well, I don't think
South
that
Carolina.
Was. I think that was justified being up. We were good.
I know, but
I just don't have. I don't feel the need to spin something into a positive that I don't feel strongly about. I think that's where I'm at. I like to think that I am just. I don't want to say objective because I am a fan, but like I do think that even in my fandom, like I could kind of see both sides and stay pretty balanced. Now, when things are really good, yeah, I'm going to be happy and things are going to be really good, and I'm not going to try to bring people down there. And if things are bad, I'm not going to try to, look for positives usually. I'm just going to wallow in misery a little bit. Like right now, I think this season was a solid A. The season was an A.
Okay.
I have no issue with that. I can't give it an A+, but I can give it an A.
Well, if you give it an A, that makes me feel better.
No, this season was an A. I'm disappointed about the South Carolina loss, but, whatever. Happy with the Alabama win.
It's really only one game out of the 12, though, that was a huge disappointment.
Oh, for sure.
Which, if you had just said that coming into the year, for us, what we're used to, you know, the last few years.
They've been losing to Florida and going 8-4.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Like, the season was an A, and I'm excited about Josh Heupel, and, you know, I'm excited about Nico, and I think you'll do some – you might be able to do some damage in the transfer portal. Like, surely to God there's got to be a linebacker out there this year. It's like, hey, I'm going to go play there.
Just go poach every A&M guy.
Like, you would hope that you could do that. But, like, to me, this the offseason, the biggest question is going to be quarterback. And to me, the Vanderbilt game did nothing to slow that talk down or to alleviate my fears and concerns.
Yeah.
Like I said, I'll give the bowl game. I'll give him another chance because, you know, it'll be a quality opponent and it won't be raining most likely. So, like, I'll give him a chance to show me either that, hey, that's wrong, I am getting better, or B, like, confirm my doubts and suspicions. Yeah.
Do you think Heupel knows that Joe is not going to be able to win?
No, he started him first.
I
think he could change his mind after more data though. Like, I think that's fair.
I mean, does Heupel seem like a guy that's just going to ride with Joe next year? And because I don't think you want to bring Nico in either.
Well, here's the thing: like he didn't have any loyalty to Hendon Hooker when he got here, right? Like that was Jeremy Pruitt's guy. Milton was his guy; he brought in. But like next year, with both, I mean, Taven Jackson, I feel like he's kind of going to be the odd man out. Like that injury this year kind of hurt his chances.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think I would be pretty surprised at this point if Taven Jackson didn't hit the transfer portal. Like, that's not inside reporting. That's just looking at the tea leaves. And, you know, as a freshman, not really getting a chance because you got hurt. Like, it kind of is going to set you behind.
The eight ball.
Well, it's not even like you got an advantage. Like, your hope is that you get a one-year head start on Nico, but, like, you didn't even get that because you got hurt. So, like, I would be surprised if he was still here. But Josh Heupel is going to have loyalty to both Nico and Joe Milton, which means that, you know, maybe that means it's a even playing field and that the loyalty thing doesn't really matter because you're loyal to both guys.
Well, I don't really want to throw a freshman Nico in there either. Like, the thing I'm thinking about, my
he's
goal.
He's got it, though. He's got it. That's a good sign.
My goal is, like, to make the playoff now.
Next year?
Now that we're 10-win Tennessee, my goal is to be in playoff contention.
Not to bring you down, but like that's not my goal next year. We'll dive into that after the break. We're broadcasting live in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Only 100 calories. Drink White Claw responsibly and drink it to support us. You love us. We love White Claw. Cam, send us to break. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Any final thoughts on Tennessee Vanderbilt? I mean, it was a. I turned the game off after their fake punt because I found myself like feeling sorry for the punter. I don't know if it's like old age. I don't know if it's just like me being soft. I found him like, oh man, that sucks for him. He fumbled, and it's just like these guys probably felt good about their chances coming into this game, and you know they want to do well too, and they're getting embarrassed. I was like, I'm turning the game off because I don't need
to make a bowl game.
Yeah. Well, I didn't want them to win
or
anything.
It's their senior night.
Well, I just like I felt
and
bad
the whole
when
the stadium's orange.
You're embarrassing them on their senior night.
I didn't make it about that, but like I felt bad for the punter for, like, who had like his career moment, and then he gets rocked. Like he was looking for contact too, like trying to get hit, and he fumbled. I was like, oh man, that sucks for him. I was like, I don't need to watch the rest of this bludgeoning. Like I turned the game off and turned on a movie.
I'm sure he'll channel that adversity into a wonderful degree in biomedical engineering or something.
Yeah, he'll take that out.
He'll be
all
right.
He'll take that out on some low-level employees in a couple years.
We're going to get some surgery in a few years. Like, yeah, you know, I used to punt at Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
Had a big run one time.
Got the ball knocked out while we were down 35-0. Could have really changed the game there. Yeah, that was it was a nice performance. So it was nice. I did appreciate the way that we responded to the South Carolina loss.
I mean, you couldn't help but notice Jeremy Banks flying all over the place too.
Yeah, fun to see our team get a shutout on defense, allowing 0 points
after getting absolutely shredded.
Yeah, it really makes you think what could have been.
I mean, but to me, watching Jerry Banks fly around was pretty frustrating because you're just like, oh, man, it would have been really nice to have had that guy.
Yeah, last week, yeah.
it was clear the defense was playing with more energy and more focus. And I understand Vanderbilt is, you know, pretty bad, but
it definitely would be stressful this week,
good
though.
Good response from the defense, though.
Yeah, good response from the defense. And, you know, Josh Heupel said after the game, and he's right, like, hey, a lot of what determines you as a person, as a player, and all these things is how you handle adversity.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, these players have handled a lot of adversity.
Yeah.
And they handled some more. And, you know, the talk about us losing our locker room and all that was not well-founded because we just came out and responded. So I do give Josh Heupel a lot of credit for that. And, Cody, you are right, you know, by saying there would have been a lot of pressure and stress and anxiety.
We've been waiting on TCU to lose all year, and they're just not losing.
Yeah.
I think we would have still got in.
They're
honestly
just not losing.
I don't
personally
think we would have got in.
Obviously, I'm not the.
Well, what would have happened realistically? We would have gotten into the four slot because TCU's not going to lose. So if we did get in, we'd get into the four, and then we'd have to go to the Peach Bowl, and Georgia would probably beat us.
No, USC is going to. USC would have jumped us.
When they beat Utah?
Yeah. If they beat Utah, they would jump us because like they would have had their three straight wins against ranked teams, and they would be. I mean, they are pretty hot right now, and it does look like Caleb Williams is all of a sudden going to come out and win the Heisman. So like I think, assuming they beat a top 15 Utah team, I think they would have jumped us.
Even if we did make it as the four seed,
I wanted a rematch against Georgia.
We probably would have lost to Georgia.
Didn't see them again though. Yeah.
You know, it's. I say we go to the Orange Bowl, have a good time, have a great turnout, go down to South Beach, and you know, meet a couple of strange guys in an alley on Ocean Avenue.
I knew that.
Buy a bag of something that you don't know what it is, and just have yourself a good night.
Down there, it's fentanyl.
Have a good time. Yeah, don't want to die, but
don't buy random stuff in Miami. Don't do that.
There are a lot of coke dealers in Miami.
You want to go to Miami?
That's also why it's the fentanyl capital of the world.
I would like to go.
I had zero interest for the Sugar Miami. Bowl, but I have had some friends text me about maybe the Orange Bowl in Miami.
Miami or New Orleans. I would do New Orleans again.
I would
go
not.
Back and get some of that food. I like that food down there. I don't want to go to Dallas. I have no desire to go to Dallas.
And because in Dallas, you're going to also play like Tulane, right?
Well, yeah, and plus JFK got assassinated there, and so it's just bad vibes altogether in Dallas.
You could lose your head at any moment.
Yeah, I don't want to go down there. What was that? You lose your head at any moment.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, the trip to Miami might interest me just because it's there around New Year's.
What if JFK came back, though, while we were playing
the
Cotton Bowl?
The game? Yeah. Just halftime, he just walks.
Well, it's not JFK that thinks coming back, right? It's JFK Jr., right?
No. Oh, is it? He's dead, too, though, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's why he'd be coming back.
Yeah.
They don't think John F. Kennedy's coming back. They think John F. Kennedy Jr.
I thought they actually believed John F. Kennedy was coming back.
No, it's Jr., right?
I have no idea.
What's the significance of JFK Jr.?
Well, just like he... The prince that was promised type of thing.
Oh, okay.
Well, you think John F. Kennedy was going to come back and run for vice president?
I don't think that.
Well, I'm saying, you thought
that's
what
the QAnon people
thought. They thought he was going to come back and run for vice president? Be able to take it for vice president?
Oh, I don't know. So they thought it was JFK Jr.?
Yeah, he was going to come be like a running mate.
For Trump? Trump's running mate?
I think that was kind of the thought process there.
I don't know.
I'm not very good at QAnon either. But.
So maybe he'll come back while we're.
There'll be the announcement at halftime.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen.
Trump and JFK Jr.
JFK Jr. Hell yeah, brother. I don't want to play in the Cotton Bowl just because it doesn't. The Cotton Bowl doesn't carry as much status to me.
Well, no, also you play Tulane, excuse me. And that would be the. That would be the absolute worst thing because you'd be playing against a power five or a group five team that wants to get a big win, and you would not be motivated at all, and you'd probably lose that game, and then you really would leave a little sore taste in your mouth.
I think I'm going to try to go to the bowl game because I think since it's not a playoff,
okay, big money
I
bag.
Might be able to afford it if it's since it's
the
not
ticket's
going to
be like $150.
Yeah. Well, that's reasonable.
Yeah,
that's better than
if
600.
I had to pick, I'm not picking Cotton.
There he is. That's pretty good.
Once we got past the blind jokes, Cam's been pretty...
He's been spot on.
Yeah, he's been pretty good.
So maybe orange?
Yeah, I can pick an orange or two.
Pick some oranges. I would like to find an actual orange tree and pick that would some be oranges.
Pretty sweet, yeah.
Have some fresh
I'm sure
oranges
a fresh
off
orange
the tree.
Fry really hits.
Oh, yeah. Well, oh, you know it does. The juice when it hits you in the mouth.
We'll get a better idea about where we're headed on Tuesday night.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Tuesday. So there at least will be some intrigue. I could not have cared less last week about the college football playoff rankings. But
what if they put us at 5?
I'll be so annoyed.
Yeah, me too. And then USC wins.
Yeah,
TCU
I'd be
wins.
So annoyed.
Damn it.
Yeah, that's definitely how we go.
They're not going to. We're going to be at 7. Behind Ohio State and Alabama.
We should be at 6.
Well, do you want to be ahead or behind Alabama? Because if you're ahead of Alabama, then you're going to the Sugar Bowl. And it sounds like you want the Orange Bowl, so it sounds like you're okay with being behind Alabama.
Well, ideally, I'd like to be at 5 and USC lose, and then we could go to the Peach Bowl. But that, I think the chance of that happening is very, very low.
It's ridiculous we're behind Alabama, right?
We're not behind them yet. And I do think that
like AP poll at least.
Yeah, well, I don't care. I haven't cared at all about what the AP voters are voting anyways. They simply just go by who loses most recently, and then if you lose earlier in the season, that's better than losing now. And, you know, that's a stupid way of thinking. I do think that, like, if you're Tennessee, maybe that South Carolina loss is going to not look as bad. Like, South Carolina's going to be in the top 20 probably, so, like, your two losses are going to be good. And quite frankly, South Carolina's probably not going to be ranked that far behind LSU. So, like, Alabama's one loss, their other loss besides the Tennessee's probably going to look almost as bad.
Yeah. I think those are very comparable losses.
Well, they are, but the way you got beat is obviously different.
For sure,
yeah,
for
if
sure.
you could have kept that, I was just thinking, like, 42-31, maybe. Like, you let that one get away from you.
If you didn't get absolutely killed, then... You know, then you could say, well, that's not that bad of a loss. But, yeah, the way you lost, like, that, to me, eliminates you from any potential backing into the playoff scenarios.
Absolutely.
So do you care if you're ranked ahead or behind Alabama? Because, again, the higher
ranked
team.
If I'm also ranked ahead of Ohio State, then, yes, I do care.
I don't think you're going to be ranked ahead of Ohio State. I don't think a two-loss Tennessee team is getting ahead of a one-loss Ohio State.
There's no – so there's pretty much no way – probably
at this point
that we could get it.
No,
you need some more chaos.
What if TCU
this past weekend?
Lost?
You need like a tragedy to hit one of these teams too.
Basically, have a Virginia cancel the rest of the season.
No,
situation.
Like a We Are Marshall type of thing. Okay. Like that.
So even worse than Virginia.
Yeah.
What if?
Because I think they would not give up a playoff appearance. Like if a couple players got shot, and I don't mean to be morbid, but like that's what happened in Virginia. Like they had a couple players get killed. So they canceled the rest of their season because it didn't really matter. But, like, I think you'd have the team trying to rally.
You need that earthquake to finally hit Los Angeles the way they've talked about for thousands of years. Yeah. And you need California to sink into the ocean. So that'll eliminate USC. And then I don't know what you need with TCU. Maybe a 70-0 loss.
Get the whole west of the Mississippi taken out pretty much.
Yeah.
Now, maybe TCU, if they lose, would not still be ranked ahead of you. I don't know.
What if TCU and USC both lost and they both got blown out?
Well, then I think you're just going to be in trouble. That's where it comes down to Ohio State or Alabama. Like,
as,
are you ranked ahead
Tim
of them?
As Tim Brando would say, pure playoff privilege.
Tim Brando is
Ohio
on the
State.
Did you see his
Alabama.
Tweet this weekend?
Which one? I love watching his tweets.
I'm blocked, so like I don't ever really get to see them unless they get posted in my group text. But the one where he was... talking about how his daughter goes to Ole Miss. And he's like,
and he sold the condo.
He's like, I used to have a condo, but I sold it. But I'd be willing to buy another one. But Lane Kiffin, don't let the door hit your ass on the way out. He was like, what the hell are you talking
that
about?
That seemed
Tim
like
Brando?
Brando's way of just letting us know that he had a condo.
Yeah.
He's flexing.
You have a house in addition to your house.
In Oxford. Ooh. Yeah.
Well, he had. He doesn't have any more. Yeah. He sold it, but he had it.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the hell kind of tweet is that?
Well, he chooses to live in Shreveport, so.
Oh, yeah. So you know
I imagine
he's
got
off
the.
That.
He probably does have the extra money for a condo somewhere.
So, I think any thoughts of Tennessee making the playoff, you're just fooling yourself. Like, I don't.
I mean.
You need a lot more than happened this past weekend.
Couldn't you kind of entertain the idea, though, if TCU and USC both got, like, blown out?
But to me, it depends, like. If Tennessee is surprisingly ranked number 5, then yes.
I say even if we're ranked 6.
I think 6 is where you have to be at least. But
well, 6, sure. But like to me, if you're not ranked ahead of Alabama or Ohio State, I think you need to be ranked ahead of both of them. Because, again, I think TCU could get in with one loss.
But if they get beat handily.
Sure.
I think if Kansas State really beat them up, Which probably won't happen.
It's possible, though. Kansas State's been good, at, really good at times this year.
Are they going to beat you worse than South Carolina beat you, though?
I mean, I think if it's...
Are they going to get beat worse than South Carolina beat us?
Probably I think not. If it's conference championship weekend and the committee has that fresh on their mind, let's say they were to lose, like, 38-10.
What are you doing to yourself?
Well, here? See, I think the other thing, too, outside of any of that, I think their committee is also going to look at Hendon Hooker being hurt and be like, eh, maybe if we have everybody, maybe Hendon they're like, Hooker. Okay, we'll boost them a little bit.
Yeah, but you did.
But now you're just like,
but you did go 56. You did win 56-0.
Yeah, against a team that was seeking bowl eligibility, fair. Coming off
two in a row.
Huge wins over Kentucky and Florida.
Well, I'm just saying that because, like, you know, Cam saying you lost some talent when you lost Hendon Hooker, but the results so far have shown 56-0.
Yeah, fair enough.
And like you that's know, the fair. Committee's not going to watch closely. Like, well, they looked a little.
It didn't look great. I saw him miss a couple throws.
They're just going to say 56-0. Yeah. Wow, what are you guys doing?
It's useless.
I entertained the idea last weekend.
I wanted to talk about 2023, and here we are.
You're right.
You're trying to chart a path to us getting embarrassed by Georgia in the Peach Bowl.
Yeah. Slip in and get beat 38-10 by Georgia.
No, beating Clemson would probably do more for us than losing a playoff game to Georgia.
I mean, honestly, I would rather – I don't know. People were putting that idea out there even before we lost. Like, would you rather – win the Sugar Bowl or lose in the semifinal? I mean, we might honestly be able to look back on the year if we go 11-2 and if we get to like just punch Dabo in the mouth in the Orange Bowl, we might look back on the year as
was talking reckless.
Punching Dabo in the mouth would be a pretty good feeling,
especially after what he said.
Yeah,
he was talking pretty
about
reckless.
Us flipping burgers.
What a weird thing for him to say, too.
Yeah.
What does it even mean to be flipping burgers during the week? Like, what does that even mean?
Just you're grilling at home out, watching maybe? The games. I think you're grilling
out. Are we grilling out in the winter?
So yeah, because we're at home just grilling out.
Okay.
I mean, honestly, what he said
so
was kind of
on New Year's Eve
spot on, but I hate Dabo. So.
Well, the flipping burgers thing, to me, seemed like something like.
He was right.
It was weird for him to be just saying it like midweek, like before his game. I don't know.
Fast food.
Seen the odds.
Yeah, when I hear somebody saying, like, just when I hear flipping burgers, I think of, like, fast food workers.
That's usually what the insult is.
Yeah, like, you're going to be flipping burgers your whole life, something like that. Like, I think of, like, that as the insult. So, like, when you say, like, hey, they're going to be grilling out, watching the game, that makes more sense.
I had a teacher tell me that once, that I'd be flipping burgers one day.
And you're not.
And you're not.
Show them.
I've succeeded. Probably more than what he thought I was going to do.
Yeah, I mean,
I did work at Hardee's for one day.
Oh, no.
Did you have a
and McDonald's?
Did you flip one
the same day?
Yeah, I've had
one to the other.
No, not the same day. I've had a lot of jobs like that where I've just done for one day and just walked
like,
off.
Was there
never
a,
returned
at that moment when you were doing that? Did you think like, teacher was right?
I can tell you when I was doing it, I gained a respect for those people.
There you go.
Because they do work really hard. They make you stay on your feet.
You run
like they won't let you sit down. Yeah. Like it's. It's really kind of ridiculous, honestly, for what they pay you and the work they make you do.
Yeah.
Those people work hard.
Now they make
hard.
15 an hour.
Maybe I was just putting too much effort in, though. Because I actually was trying to do good, you know, like do a good job.
Yeah.
That's probably not something you think about me, but when I actually do something, I try to do a good job. Even though I was flipping burgers.
Working somewhere.
Yeah. And so I think I was putting in too much effort. Honestly, and the other employees weren't.
And were you getting frustrated at them?
Yeah.
I do hate that. I know what you're talking about.
And they were just slow.
And they're trying to tell you, hey, slow down. You're making us look bad. So then you're making your coworkers look bad. They're getting mad at you because, like, look, we got old try hard over here.
Overachiever.
Yeah.
You're trying to become
really
assistant
flipping
manager.
These
get this little kid here trying to be on the fast track to assistant manager.
Ronald McDonald Jr. over here.
Yeah.
More like Grimace to me.
Yeah. So you had made them all mad.
Yeah, maybe that's what it was. I don't know. But I was just a cashier, and I cleaned the lobby. And
oh, wow.
I actually did it for a few days. I did it for
maybe man was trying to get employee of the month.
4 or 5 days.
You want that plaque on the wall.
Yeah. I think I could have become a manager after a while, you know. I think I would have climbed the ladder to at least – like shift lead, you know. But it's hard to say. It's hard to say what would happen.
You at least would have got to a level where your manager was telling you, hey, keep at it. We've noticed what you're doing. You're doing a good job.
I think if you just stay in a job like that,
you eventually work your way up.
You eventually become the manager.
They're just like, hey, you've been here long enough.
If you put those
years in. You know how things work. Here you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I still think you have to be at least somewhat competent.
You know, we were talking about Buc-ee's earlier. They I saw their sign out front.
They're like, how much they pay and stuff?
Yeah, they have some jobs there that are like legit.
It's pretty lucrative,
like,
actually.
Car wash manager is like $125K. Like, I want to say that's what it said. It's like $125,000
like
a year to be the car wash manager.
I didn't even build one like right over here. So
I didn't even see the car wash there, but
I didn't either.
I assume it's a big operation if they're going to pay you $125K a year to manage the car wash.
Buc-ee's a set.
You probably got to have a degree.
That opens up in Pigeon Forge.
I imagine you have to have a degree to manage the to be the car wash manager. Yeah.
Yeah, they don't check those.
You could just say you have it.
Just tell them. Yeah, I'm degreed.
That's the thing that I don't think people understand enough, or that I don't think people do that enough. Like, you can lie on your resume.
Yeah.
You can just say things.
Yeah, but eventually they might check.
They might. I mean,
it's what happened to George O'Leary.
It's a risk you take. But
do you remember what happened to George O'Leary?
Is that what happened? Who was George O'Leary? Was he a UFC fighter?
Do you think he had to have a degree to...
Who am I thinking of? I'm thinking of George St. Pierre, I think.
Yeah, you are, I guess.
Or was it Tommy O'Leary? O'Leary sounds like an Irish boxer.
Okay, yeah, fair.
George O'Leary was the guy who got hired at Notre Dame.
Oh, okay.
And had to resign after 5 days because he had lied on his resume, and they actually... checked it out.
O'Leary at Notre Dame. That checks out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Notre Dame fired a guy named O'Leary.
Yeah,
you think
lied.
O'Leary's really his name? Or he just.
He lied on that too.
Yeah, to get the job at Notre Dame. What's the best name I could have to get to Notre Dame?
George
O'Leary.
Limerick.
Hey, that's O'Leary there.
He had posted a biography, and he said he had earned 3 letters in football at New Hampshire, the University of New Hampshire. And acted like, you know, he was a big player there. And when they checked, he had not even played in one game.
Nice.
So, like, he lied on his resume. And I guess before the days of the internet, you know, maybe would have worked out. But
you can't, like, Google if someone has a degree, though. So that's a little different. You can't be like...
No, but they didn't Google it. They called the school. So, like,
oh, that's funny.
I guess you could call the school. I don't know. I don't know if you called the University of Tennessee. It's like, hey, I graduate and give the years, like if they'd be able to track that down for you or not. I don't know if they do that.
I'm sure, it's somewhere in there, but yeah.
That seems like a privacy violation.
Well, they make you pay for transcripts and everything too, so like I would imagine they're not doing it for free, but I don't know how that works.
We can tell you for money.
Like I had a job once, like out, you know, that was
I still
a
don't
professional
know if I...
job or whatever that I had to have a degree on or whatever, but they never bothered to check.
Yeah.
I still don't know if I graduated. I keep having a dream that I didn't. So like,
are you in your box?
I have a degree. They gave me the actual degree.
Okay, I mean, you're good.
I can show you the degree, but I really don't feel like I graduated. I really don't feel like I have a degree, but I do.
If you have the degree, though, isn't that all that matters?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I could show you.
Just photocopy it just in case they try to come back and take it from you.
I find it weird that I have a 4-year degree. I think
you don't really live like you do.
I think I overachieved in getting a degree.
Okay. I think you're a smart person.
Thanks.
Yeah.
What do you think O'Leary's doing now? I bet he has a pub.
Well, he then went to coach at UCF for a while.
Oh, I remember that guy.
Oh, yeah.
That guy. That George O'Leary.
Yeah. I mean, he went 12-1. I mean, he was a good coach. I mean, he got him to 12-1, won the Fiesta Bowl. And then his last year he went 0-8, and that's when they fired him, and that was before, you know, Scott Frost had to turn him around. But
yeah.
I can't imagine he's doing much now. He's a pretty old man.
Bet he could outdrink you.
He's 76 years old. He probably could outdrink us, but.
I said you.
What you got going on, Alfalfa?
What's that? Oh, my hair's gotten longer.
Have I got one sticking
up? I noticed you haven't been making any comments lately about how I'm bald on top.
Yeah.
Because you can't tell because of this.
Well, yeah, stick it up.
All this hair.
It looks kind of goofy with how long it is on the sides, but the top looks good.
Thanks.
That one hair just blowing in the wind. It's been throwing me off.
This fall, our friends at G&J Auto are giving away window tents every Wednesday throughout football season. Is it over? Do I need to do this read?
Is it our
season? Still football season, I guess. I don't know.
Is it still football season? Are we still doing one this Wednesday, or is it Tennessee's regular season?
I don't know. Maybe I should check before,
but if we are doing one, go register at fanrunradio.com/tent. fanrunradio.com/TINT. Free window tent Wednesdays, courtesy of G&J Auto Graphics. Check them out online at gnjauto.com. That's really the important part, just to hear about our friends at G&J Auto Graphics and to check them out online at gnjauto.com. They do great work. Your window tents, car wraps, things of that nature. Hour one of the books. Cam, send us to break. We'll kick off hour two of headlines. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.